This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to do doggy damage. Are we just doing dogs? Yeah.
Yeah. There's
cats, like cat damage. We do catastrophe on other days. So if you're one of those cat people, Ellen, looking at you. Not right now. All right. Stand down.
Sit.
A man got shot by his dog.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you just jump right in, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Wow. What was their beef about?
I think the dog didn't like the chick he was with.
Really?
He was in bed. He was in bed with a female friend when he claims his 1-year-old pit bull, Oreo. Yeah. First off, you don't name a dog a food.
Yeah, you do. That's adorable.
They tried to name Moxie Oreo. My kids want to name Moxie Oreo because she had a very defined white spot on her chest and her chin.
Mm-hmm.
White spot on her chest is gone already.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So it's like,
yeah.
Then it's like, why is she Oreo? She'd be called Oreo, and it's like somebody sucked the good out of it.
Yeah. Wait, you're saying that the white and creamy part of the Oreo is the best?
No, I'm saying what other people think is the best part of an Oreo.
It is the best.
It is.
Yep. Mega stuffed.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be talking about doggy damage, but I just really want to say real quick, I had a friend who used to hide food from their kids, and the kid found the Oreo stash and ate the centers out of all of them and left the cookies.
So the
next time they snuck into their closet, they were like, what the what? And then it's like, I have to admit that I hide food, but the kid has to admit that they know where the food is.
Diabolical.
So it was just the whole Spider-Man.
I don't have to admit anything. I buy the food. I'll put it wherever I damn well please. Kid, back to bed.
We actually want doggy damage. So this dog, Oreo, jumped on the bed and... he said the dog's paw got caught in the gun's trigger.
Oh, no.
And shot him.
Wow. That's happened with my... Well,
okay.
It has not quite happened, but my dogs will get their...
That's Bentley.
In their dreams.
When Leo arrived. God.
Get the kid out of here. We used to be popular.
But they get their paw, like the claw. What was it? Why can't
the
I do the
claw?
Nail? You know, the nail, like caught in their collar a little bit, and then they can't because they're so little, and then they can't. And you have to say you have to go save them.
It's not the same as a trigger,
right? So it's not the same, but they have. I understand what is got.
You understand
blown out
that
of proportion.
You took over a show saying, "Oh, my dogs do that all the time," and it's
caught.
Really they just
get like, caught. Yep.
Yeah. So we're looking for doggy damage, not like they do this cute thing with their paw.
Okay. Well, I was trying to pivot away from the homicide.
No one died.
The guy's okay. Attempted. Okay. The dog's still.
So here's what we really want. We want like the severe doggy damage.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, and it's my fault, obviously, we train our own algorithm.
Yes.
But my YouTube algorithm is 100% dogs standing in damage and like the face a dog makes when they know they're the one.
Yeah.
Like, especially when a family's got like four dogs and all the dogs are sitting there and you just like, you don't have to know these dogs.
No, you can tell.
You're just watching the video and there's just one dog who's just like not making eye contact.
And their tail is like kind of wagging.
Yes.
It's like, I maybe did that and I don't want you to be mad at me. And yeah.
And I'm talking like a sofa is reduced to rubble. There's just like chunks of foam and wood.
Yes.
Yeah. And then one of the other dogs will literally put the paw on the guilty dog. He's like, which one of you did? It's like, he did it. Just putting the paw like this guy right
this
here.
One.
He's the one who's got the foam. So the other day, my doggy damage that's adjacent, and much like your, oh my God, they got their paw in the collar. It's not as bad as a couch. I left my house. This is weird, but my mom likes to shower with a sponge.
Okay.
And so she, since she sometimes spends the night at my house, I bought a sponge for my shower, and it was just on the floor of my shower. It must have fallen off the thing. I took my daughter to school, and I came home, and it had rained yellow snow all over my house. And Moxie was hiding, and Evie was like, look what I did. Moxie was smart enough to go like, oh man, we're busted.
Yeah.
But Evie was like, oh my God, look what we did.
He's going to be proud.
We put it everywhere.
We redecorated.
It was in every nook and cranny of my house. You would not think a sponge could be torn into that many pieces.
But yeah.
They did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we need the damage to be bigger than that, and definitely bigger than getting their dew claw caught on their collar. So what kind of doggy damage has your doggy done? 303-222-5423. You can text that number. You can call that number.
So my mom's a lawyer, and she is a wonderful foster dog parent. Foster fail, which means she just ends up adopting them. but we had one dog, Dixie, who at first was very, she had a separation anxiety. And my mom had all of these legal files stacked in her office. And we came home one day and they were everywhere. I mean, you could not see the carpet with how ripped and just how many files were destroyed. I like don't even know how she got through it.
Oh no.
My.
Yeah.
Someone's doing 10 years. They're like, I got a parking ticket. You messed up my paperwork.
And again, Dixie was just sitting there like, hey,
what's up?
I missed you.
You have no idea what I just did. Oh my God.
Yeah.
How did she? Okay.
I have my two chihuahuas that I've talked about, and they used to sleep in the cage together, which always seemed uncomfortable to me, but it's like,
we like to call it a kennel there, non-dog owner. In the demon chamber, you know, the dungeon.
You are the worst
dog owner. It's not a cage.
Well, how is it not a cage?
It's just, it's kennel trained. It's a kennel.
Okay.
Like, to call it a cage
means that you're trapping them in there for, like...
They used to sleep in prison together. You know, the confined, solitary, weird area that I put them that they hate.
Okay, so they were in their kennel.
There you go.
And they, I woke up one morning and one of them had, what's the dog word for diarrhea?
I think it's also diarrhea.
Okay, so it had that.
The hot squirt.
Yes, that. So it kind of went back onto the wall and just all over the other dog who was just behind him. And so the poor guy had just been in there, I don't know how long that it happened.
I think cage might have been more accurate at that particular moment.
So we got him cleaned up and all that, but that was bad.
Did you just throw him in the bidet?
No, this is long
it's not
before
a terrible
the bidet.
Idea.
It would be good,
Just throw them in the middle of the. All right, well, this has gotten super uncomfortable. Should we just take calls then?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you've got a dog who's done some damage, we want to hear your doggy damage stories. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing doggy damage. Damage done by dogs. I'm mansplaining too much.
Okay.
Faye?
Yay.
Doggy damage, what happened?
Laundry list. She decided she was no longer crate trained, so she ate her way through a crate, and from there she ripped up the carpet in the entryway the first time, down into the crawl space through the kitchen the second time.
Like, ate through the floor?
Yes, through the floor. She ripped off the vertical blinds off the back sliding glass door at least once a month.
My dogs have done that.
She tore every curtain rod down in the entire house one time. Another time she went through one of the windows.
It's because they're looking for us.
Yeah, I don't think she liked that you left.
Separation anxiety. Oh, man.
Yeah, she's pretty much destroyed my house for quite a while. Even the dog run out back. She went under it, over it, through it.
You still have the dog, though? You love the dog more than your house.
Well,
obviously.
Unfortunately, she passed away, but she did live a long, healthy life with me, of course. So I just put up with it.
You just have that cool little opening into the crawl space now.
Right.
Mind the step.
Yeah, we had to get rid of the bees. There was a beehive down there, so that was fun.
Extra.
Oh my God. All right. Thank you, Faye. Antonio.
Yai.
Yai.
Doggy damage.
So my dog has done a lot of damage. She's a Siberian Husky, for one. Mm. So she's torn up many things, many collars. She's torn up a brand new couch that I purchased before. But the worst thing that she has ever, ever done is she did it from her kennel. She was just a puppy. She tore up an entire carpet, a bedroom carpet. We were guests at a house in Durango.
How'd she get through the kennel?
We don't know how she got through the kennel, but there was carpet everywhere, and it wasn't even our house, and they built this house from top to bottom, so it was kind of awkward the next morning to tell the people we were staying with.
Hey, sorry about your new cool house.
Should have used a cage instead of a kennel.
We got it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Antonio. Mindy.
Even she was like, yeah.
Doggy damage, what happened?
First off, my dog's name is Karma Ann. Named her Karma. So I was in a tough spot. I decided to get a dog. We're going to name her Karma. She's going to be a good Karma. I came home one day and I had cushions like from my actual couch, from the front door, down the long hall, into the living room. She had destroyed my couch.
Did you owe any Karma for that hit? Why do you think your dog Karma did that?
I always feel like there's always karma.
Yeah, just be a better person then. How's that?
No, that was actually, it was a good time in my life. So, no, she was just a puppy. So she just, my mom actually brought over some bones and she found the bag and it went into the couch. So she was trying to find the bone in the couch.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
You know what the worst part is? Yeah. Thank you, Mindy, for the call. It's 9 times out of 10, it's our fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
The dogs seem kind of logical.
They are. It's like, you wiped your hands with hamburger on them right over there, and I'm going to get there.
every ounce
I'll
of
get
it.
There. Summer.
Yay.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
Yes, my dog knows how to open doors, and so I have to close the door to my bathroom. But he opened the door and trashed the entire thing, got into my trash can with like my feminine products and everything like that.
I'm going to say this. When they get into the trash, it's bad and it goes everywhere, but it's just trash.
It depends on what's in there, though.
Also, the kitchen trash with like raw meat and like fruit. Facts. Gross.
I even have some of that in my bathroom trash sometimes, depending on the night.
It's when they get if feminine
products,
is when it's, yeah. Ugh.
Or diapers or...
Diapers, that's happened.
We had that happen a few times.
Because they like the taste of... you name it. Eric.
Yai.
Doggy damage, what do you got?
So I have a Great Dane.
Oh, boy.
And he's 210 pounds.
Jesus.
And my mom loves him. And she wanted him to come over and visit her.
Oh, boy.
So I was like, sure. And recently, my uncle just passed away. So my mom had all these really old photo albums out of her and her family and her brothers and her great grandma. So, and not just photos, it's in like old newspaper clippings.
No.
when Grandpa Webb became mayor. She saved those and all of these different just valuable stuff, but they smelled really like just old newspapers. They had a certain smell to them, and my dog must have really loved it because maybe like 3 bites into it, he just tore the whole thing out.
And it's irreplaceable.
Oh, man.
It's just irreplaceable.
Memories.
Yeah. I mean, just, and then there was a silver dollar in there as well. He just chewed the...
Yeah.
It's all bent out of shape.
Yeah.
I mean, just unbelievable stuff. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Great dogs.
You can take them home now, son.
I don't want to see him anymore. Josh?
Yay.
You got another Great Dane story? What happened?
Yeah. We had two Great Danes that were prone to eating non-food items. And we noticed things missing around the house at one point. And when we took him in, because he was not pooping right, they x-rayed him and found 2 baby blankets, 2 onesies of our child, and multiple stuffed animals. It would have been a $10,000 surgery if we didn't have
that. Oh my gosh.
$10,000 to get the blankies. Did the dog learn the lesson? Because a human would, but the dogs are just like, baby smells so good.
It was locked down from there on out, you know? So it was like everything had to be picked up constantly. And it came about the same time we had a kid, so I think that's kind of where it started. But
I'm learning Great Danes are not the breed that you want.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.